Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Hello, and welcome to the next chapter of the Christian Fiction Podcast. I'm Jamie Vaughn, your host. This chapter of the Christian Fiction Podcast is sponsored by Harvest House. The mission of Harvest House is to glorify God by providing high-quality books and products that affirm biblical values, help people grow spiritually, and proclaim Jesus Christ as the answer to every human need. Today, I am with our special guest, Donna Van Leer, a New York Times bestseller, and she's here to talk about her latest book, which is the second in her series, and this book is titled The Day of Ezekiel's Hope. Hi, Donna, how are you?
I'm great, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I read the synopsis for this book, and I'm really excited for it. So I'm going to have to go out and get the first one as well to kind of catch myself up. But this is the second in your series about the end of times. How are these books connected?
Well, you'll meet some characters that will go all through all three books. Mm-hmm. And the first book was The Time of Jacob's Trouble. And that's really only about 1 week's worth of time that's covered in that particular book. And these books are really unusual, Jamie, in the fact that about 3/4 of them is a novel. Mm-hmm. I wanted to fictionalize what is going to happen and what Jesus calls the end of the age. Right. So that part's a novel. And then the last 1/4 of it is biblical teaching. Because I didn't want the reader to just come away and go, oh, well, yeah, that was a good story, whatever. I wanted to take them into the Word so that they can see and read for themselves all the prophecies from the Old Testament to the New Testament about the return of Jesus. So The Time of Jacob's Trouble is the first one, and we meet some of the characters. And then The Day of Ezekiel's Hope is a much longer time frame. It's about 3.5 years, but we still follow those same characters about what is happening during that end of the age, because the apostles asked Jesus, they asked him specifically about the end of the age, and he told them about it. And God in his goodness, Jamie, he told us the end from the beginning. So from the very beginning, from Old Testament, we know what's going to happen as we get closer and closer to what Jesus calls the end of the age.
Right. I love that you have that in the back, especially if it's someone who hasn't grown up studying scripture, that they have that ability to go, okay, this is exactly what they're talking about. I find that to be extremely helpful. So that's
why. Yes. Well, if I could interject here, because why I did that, I really felt like God deposited that idea into my heart, because I grew up, and you're too young for this, Jamie, but many of us grew up in church where the pastor or the visiting pastor or visiting missionary would say things like, Jesus is coming again, or Christ is returning soon. And I heard that growing up, and it was never in a scary way. It was literally part of the canon of scripture, what we knew growing up. And then one day I was sitting in church several years ago, but I was sitting there and I thought, I've heard this exact same message at least 30 times in my life, but I would have to check my spirit and say, okay, maybe someone here has not heard about the prodigal son or the good Samaritan, and that message is specifically for them. Mm-hmm. But I found myself thinking that over and over again. And one Sunday it dawned on me and I thought, wow, the message that I haven't heard in decades is about the return of Christ, is that Jesus is coming again. Mm-hmm. And I began to search the scriptures. I just began digging through the Word. And there they were, all those scriptures of when I was a little girl, they're all in there. Right. And they all came to life to me again. And it was as if God deposited the idea into my heart, write a book that's part fiction to draw in that crowd who hasn't heard that message. Because I thought, if I haven't heard the message in decades, what about the millennials And what about Generation Z? Mm-hmm. Surely they haven't heard the message. So these are groups that aren't going to go out and pick up a book about Bible prophecy. That's right. Not going to be on the top of their book list. So I thought, I want to write it in such a way that it will attract them, but it's going to take them into the Word so that they know this is what God says. And yeah, Jesus is coming back. Things are really looking up to his return.
Very much so. No, I did grow up. I'm a little bit older than you probably think I am. I very much grew up with that and with a grandfather who was a scholar on Revelation. So that was whole life. Yeah. So it's, you know, the end times are really hard to describe sometimes to people, especially new Christians, and having that resource for them, I think, is really important in a way that they can understand it. Because if you didn't grow up in the church and all those sayings that we have and the colloquialisms that we use, I think sometimes can be really difficult for new Christians. Mm-hmm. That I appreciate that you have that in there, that can make that easy for them to understand what's happening right around them. So,
right.
Yep. So you have a few new main characters in this series. What was your inspiration for them? And tell us a little bit about them.
Well, the main characters are the ones that we'll follow all the way through. And one is a young woman named Emma Grady, who was living with her boyfriend in New York at the time that Jesus snatched away all of those who were in Christ. So we meet her in the time of Jacob's trouble, and we follow her on her journey as she tries to figure out, along with a lot of the world, they try to figure out what just happened, mm-hmm. what has taken place. And so we get to know her, and we get to know a couple of the 144,000. Okay. They're mentioned in the book of Revelation. And we are told specifically that they come from the 12 tribes of Judah. They don't come from the church. The church and the tribes of Judah, of Israel, they're always separated in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so we meet them as well, two of these sealed evangelists for the Lord. So we meet them, and they're going to carry us all the way through all three books. But some new characters in the day of Ezekiel's hope, we meet the two witnesses who are also in Revelation. So we meet them. And we know that they are witnesses of the Lord, they're servants of the Lord, and they witness from Jerusalem mm-hmm. for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And these aren't warm, grandfatherly type men. These are men who will be preaching repentance from beginning to end. They are preaching that people will turn from their sin and that they will turn to God. These are men who will call out specific sins in someone's life. Mm-hmm. I heard a pastor say once that if Peter and Paul were alive today, they would not last a month of Sundays in our typical American church because they would be driven out with their message of sin. But these two men, these two witnesses who will be preaching repentance from Jerusalem, they wouldn't last through one service in our American church today. That's how hard-hitting they are going to be. They're true prophets of the Lord who are going to be saying, Jesus is coming again. Get your lives right with him before he comes.
Mm-hmm. How did you do research for this book?
Just through scripture. Totally. Everything was scripture based. And of course, everything that's going on in our world today, Jamie, I was very specific in that back section, which I call Where in the Word. I was very specific not to mention a lot of things that are currently happening, because that would really date the book. Because right. things are happening so quickly in our world that I told a friend of mine the other day, I said, oh, that is so 6 hours ago. That's how quickly things are changing. It's not like, okay, something new every day. It's literally like every minute there's something new coming in from all parts of the world coming in on us. And so when we look at Matthew 24, when we look at Mark 13, or Luke 21, when Jesus was describing the signs of the times, the things to look for in the days prior to his return, we see those things converging right now like no other time in history. So I really studied those, mm-hmm. and I am very aware and study and keep up with what's happening in the world. So I wanted to incorporate all that, not only into the fiction section, but also in the where and the word section, but not to date it, only to keep people aware of what's happening.
What do you want the reader to take away from this book?
I want them to take away hope, because so often, and I think one of the reasons why we no longer hear the message about the return of Christ is that somehow people are afraid of that. Mm-hmm. Now, that would be a message that would be scary for the unbeliever. If you're not in Christ, if you're not truly in him and devoted to him and following him, that would be scary. Mm-hmm. But for those of us who are in Christ, Titus 2:13 calls that return our blessed hope. Mm-hmm. His glorious returning, that is our blessed hope. We're told not to be afraid. We're told perilous times are going to come, but God is our ever-present help in our time of need. And Jesus himself said, when these things begin, not when these things happen, but when these things begin to happen, he says, lift up your heads, look up, your redemption is near. So I say we are supposed to be a looking up people. We're not supposed to be crumpled in a corner somewhere, wringing our hands in fear, like, oh, wow, look at everything that's happening in the world. Right. We are supposed to be a looking up people, knowing, hey, not only are all these things happening, but they are converging. They are all happening at once. So we know we are getting closer and closer to his return. We don't know when. Do not listen to anyone who tells you that they know when, or they try to put a date on it, because that is a false teacher. Because right. Even Jesus himself said, I don't know. I don't know when I'm coming back. He will come back when God the Father says, okay, it's time. Right. Go get your bride. Right. That's when that is going to happen. So throughout all of these books, I want people to know Revelation is an allegory. It's not science fiction at all. We're told seven times in the book of Revelation, it's prophecy, and prophecy unfolds. It is going to happen according to God's timetable. So I want them to know, yes, these things are happening, but we shouldn't be afraid.
Right.
Now, it's disheartening to see these things happening. I know you look at the news, Jamie, as well as I do, and it's disheartening. It's overwhelming sometimes. It can be heartbreaking to see everything that's happening and how fast, how quickly things are happening. But still yet, we are supposed to look up and be hope-filled, be joy-filled, not be filled with fear, because that comes from the enemy. God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. That is strictly from the father of lies. We're supposed to be hope-filled, looking up people.
Yep. Well, amen. I loved our Bible study today. I really did. And I wish you the best on this new book, The Days of Ezekiel's Hope. And thank you everyone for joining us today for Christian Fiction's podcast. I was your host, Jamie Vaughn. And thank you, Donna Van Leer, for joining us today to talk about The Day of Ezekiel's Hope. There are more details below in the chapter notes if you want to learn more. And if you liked what you heard of this chapter of the Christian Fiction Book Podcast, please click and subscribe at the button below so you don't miss another chapter.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.